Hey. Good morning. Nothing's wrong. I'm just so happy that you're awake. I was so afraid I might never get to. Have such beautiful eyes. I've loved them since the day we met, and I never told you. But now that I've been granted the privilege to see them again, I needed to tell you. Your smile, that's beautiful too. I've never told you that either. Yeah, I guess I'm still a little freaked out. But can you blame me? One moment we're walking in the park after the most wonderful dinner, holding hands and basking in the fact that we had just said, I love you for the first time. And then seconds later, I'm holding your head on the ground, waiting for the ambulance. You want me to tell you what happened? Well, what's the last thing you remember? Yeah. Okay. Well, you remember how we were watching the carousel? Well, that's when we turned to each other and you hugged me. And you said you loved me. I took a few moments, and then I said I loved you too, and we kissed. And it was just amazing. Then you said we needed to get me back home, so we started to walk back, and I told you that we should take the shortcut, even though I wanted to see you for a lot longer. And that's when I told you to turn through the trees. He was just standing there, just waiting for the next unfortunate soul to pass by. And that happened to be us, lost in our own little world. He came out in front of us and pointed his gun and said that we needed to turn over everything we had on us. The stubbornness in you that I love so much was a saving grace. You pushed me behind you and told that bastard to go fuck himself. He didn't like that. So he only fired twice. Once into your chest and once into your stomach. He got scared and ran away, and you dropped like a stone. I remember sitting there with your head in my lap, your blood just seeping through all of my clothes. Sorry, but I didn't care. I was just thinking about everything about you that I love so much. And how I took it all for granted. Yeah, I said, remember. Baby, how long do you think you were out? No. Baby, it's been 4 weeks. Yeah. You've been asleep for almost a month. And I slept in this chair for every night that month. I held your hand and kissed your lips and hugged your chest, and you were always so cold. then one night about 10 days ago, they told me they had no work left to do. That your body had to catch up to your mind. And, I didn't sleep or eat or go to work for the next 3 days. All I did was sit here and beg you to wake up. To say you loved me one more time. To kiss me one more time. I begged you to fight for me. And you did. You started to get warmer and warmer, and your chest started to become more and more positive, and then this morning you woke up. I got to see those beautiful eyes, and that wondrous smile, and those lips that I kissed. You finally showed life. By the way, I love you. I made myself a promise that you would never go more than 6 hours without hearing that. And I've held to that. Now I know you just woke up, baby, but you really need to get some more rest. Yes, you do. I'll be right here when you wake up again, and I'll be here when you wake up every day for the rest of your life. I love you.